This is a guided imagery meditation of the lake. I'd like you to find a comfortable position, either lying down or sitting in a comfortable chair. And as we begin this meditation, I want you to think of yourself as a lake. Imagine that the view from your perspective all day long is the sky. Some days there will be fluffy clouds in the sky in a bright blue background, and at other times the sky will be dark and it might even be raining or precipitating in other ways. But your view is up toward the sky. As the sun shines down on a bright day, you may feel that warmth that comes from the sun's rays. You may also feel the way in which the sun's heat begins to evaporate some of your substance, and the way that even as the evaporation takes place, that water is being replaced by streams that flow into you, or underground water sources that are beyond the reach of the sun on this day. As you begin to think about this consistent view of the world, you also notice that there are many things that change, not just day to day, but also season to season. And so as you move into the springtime, you find that there are new buds along the trees that line your shore, and that there are new plants that sprout up all along you. The colors become more vibrant. The greens are bright and new, and the plants begin to bud, and you may even find some flowers that show up on the sides of your shores. And you may find that as you look, you begin to see more animals coming to drink from you. They bend their heads and have a drink and then look around and leave. And more people come too. As the weather gets better and warmer, you begin to find that there are more people who visit you. Some come just for a short time, and others stay and may even camp near your shore and may take canoes and ride them across your surface. Even as these people come and make noise, sometimes they are happy and jubilant, and other times they may cause some disturbances around you. They may, without care, throw litter that sinks down to your bottom. And at other times, they may very carefully pick things up along your shore. But as the people come, they look at you and they see the beauty that is you. They watch the sun get reflected in the waves and the ripples that cross your surface. And you can notice that they pay special attention to the way that the sun sets, and they see the colors that are also reflected in you. As the time goes by and it moves into summertime, the heat increases and you find that there is even more of a group of people who come and visit you, there's also more heat, and so you find yourself changing in different ways. The heat at your surface increases, and so your temperature rises at the surface. You also find that the trees take on a new look and their leaves become fuller. It's harder to see through their branches now. And there are more people and animals who swim inside you. And as the days continue, sometimes in the summertime, the bright sunshine feels really beautiful and warming. And other times, when it's dull and rainy, it feels warm still. And you notice the difference between the warm rain of the summer and the cooler rains that come at other times of the year. Throughout the summertime, people come and they fish and they take these animals from within you, and other animals are hatched, and you find that the growth that comes from the sunshine and the brightness increases both around you and within you. And as the seasons continue to pass and the cooler weather comes again, you find that the leaves become quite beautiful on the trees around you, and they take on new colors, oranges and browns. And some of these leaves begin to fall. Some fall into you and some fall around you. The leaves that fall into you are eventually floating down into your bottom, and they decompose over great periods of time and feed other plants and other fish and other animals. And you can watch this process take place and notice that some of it occurs within you and some of it occurs around you. And no matter what season it is, you know that you are the lake. As the fall turns into winter and there becomes some freezing temperatures, you notice that the surface of you begins to get hard. And there are some people who even would come and walk on top of you. Others would skate near your edges. You don't always completely freeze over, but the parts of you that do freeze become quite solid. And so people wander on top of you and fish through the ice. Some folks enjoy sliding along you. And you see the snow pile up on your shores. You can see right through the branches now. And on dusty, snowy days, you can watch the flakes of snow fall down and down into you, where they melt and become part of you. And the cool weather makes the temperature at the surface of you again cooler, but it never gets quite as cold as it is on the shore, partly because as we go down into the depths of you, you notice that the temperature that's far down below never changes. It stays the same from season to season to season. And the animals and the plants that live within you, they don't change in character much either. They live and they die. And as they live and die, they are replaced by other animals and plants that come along. And as they continue to grow and move about within you, you see some common differences that occur throughout the seasons and the years. Sometimes their populations increase, and sometimes they decrease. But those differences even out over time, and you find that no matter what is occurring within you, you are the lake. There are times when you try to plumb your own depths. Think about the bottom of your deepest parts and notice the differences between that part of you and the surface of you. And yet you also notice that it's all part of you, that you are the lake from top to bottom, and from depth to shallowness. And you notice that you don't change much from year to year or decade to decade. People come back years later and still know exactly that you are the lake of their childhood or the lake where they did something in particular at a particular time. They've given you names, and some of those names are common, and other times the name changes, but no matter what they call you, you are the lake. There are also times when it appears as though things are changing so much around you. The technology changes and you see different kinds of cars and vehicles. And all these things begin to fly across you. You see airplanes and helicopters and all these different devices. And yet you know that as they look down on you, you remain the same. You are the lake. There's a way in which you interact with all of the rest of the world. Your water nurtures the plants and animals that are within you, but also reaches out to nurture the plants and animals and the people even who are from your shores and beyond. And the water flows into you, and the water is held within you, and yet it also flows out through different underground channels and through some streams that leave one part of you and move further down into another part of the world. And so you are continually replenished and replenishing. You are nurtured and you are nurturing. And other people come to recognize the value in that, and they see both your beauty and your utility. And they come to you partly for your constancy. Every time they come and look at you, they see the lake. And throughout the decades, and even the centuries, you have changed in small ways, and yet you remain the same. There are ways in which small things have changed and your dimensions have moved slightly, and yet you still remain the lake in the same location. You still remain the lake with the same characteristics. There's a deep part of you that remains the same. And it's this deep part that is valued. It's this deep part that is honored. And this depth that you begin to feel is somehow more important than all of the changes. there are people who come and will hit you with rocks and throw things inside you. They are swallowed up by your depths. There are people who will come and will discard things within you. And again, they are swallowed up and then transformed. There are times in which people, and sometimes different pieces of trees and branches will fall into you. And people will throw things into you. And when this happens, it's almost as though you are so resilient because you flow around them and you take them within you. And they don't alter the essence of who you are. You are the lake. And so now I'd just like you to take a deep breath. Just notice the ways in which you also are like the lake. You have constancy about you. There are things about you that change, and yet things that are unchanging. Take a breath. Notice your breath. And then as you are ready, come back to the room.